Okay. Yeah, I'll see you for the hit class tomorrow. Get home safe. Man, it's been way too long since I've had a night out. Residency is no joke. It completely beats the crap out of you. Then again, every time I help save someone's life, it makes me remember it's all worth it. When that happens, the hours suddenly don't feel too long anymore. It's funny. My ex was actually the one who encouraged me to go to med school. Sometimes when I'm thinking about this stuff, I want to tell her. I mean, that's only natural, right? Hold up, where am I? I must have made a wrong turn. Shit. I think I know this neighborhood. If I'm right, that street is... Classic. My wrong turn led me right into my ex's neighborhood. Must still be on autopilot. There have been a lot of nights when I'd stumble home to her place from the bar. I remember the way she used to answer the door, all sleepy and tousled, totally annoyed that I woke her up. But the moment I kissed her, she'd pull me into the bedroom and... Probably best not to think about that. At least I know how to get home from here. Everything's peaceful and quiet. No one's out tonight except for a woman sitting outside an apartment on one of the stoops. Her attention's on her phone, so I can't see her face, but her posture is oddly familiar. As I draw near, I get a glimpse of her face, then stop dead in my tracks and turn right around. Oh, God, it's her. Hopefully she didn't see me.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you running away from me?
Didn't see you there.
Right, of course not. You know, just because we broke up doesn't mean we can't be civil to one another. I'm not some six-headed monster.
I wasn't. Really, I... Her brows raise. She always could see right through me. Okay, fine. You caught me. But you have to admit, you are a little scary. She takes a step toward me. She's wearing those tight jeans I love, hugging every curve. And a loose-fitting t-shirt. I also can't help but notice she's not wearing a bra, because her nipples poke through the thin fabric of the shirt. Oh, God, now I'm picturing her naked. Great. So, you just getting some fresh air?
At 2 in the morning? No, I locked myself out. I'm just waiting for my friend to get her with the spare key.
Ah, okay. A comfortable silence settles between us. It's strange. Now that the breakup isn't quite as fresh, it's actually nice to see her, to joke back and forth and laugh like we used to. I can't help but let my eyes travel down her body. It's always been incredible, but seeing those jeans accentuate the curve of her ass and the way her breasts move freely under her shirt, she somehow looks even better than ever.
Getting an eyeful?
Sorry. Force of habit.
No problem. You know I'm proud of you.
Proud of what?
Well, it's the middle of the night, and I assume you've just come from the bar. You're out, having fun. On a weeknight.
Hey, I'm fun, okay? I go out all the time.
Sure, if you consider 18-hour shifts and reorganizing drawers fun.
I'm about to argue with her, but something in her eyes tells me she's baiting me. And I don't know if it's the buzz or seeing her again that's getting to me, but I can't help it. I step closer to her. If I recall, we used to have a fair amount of fun together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. Too bad it's all over. Never again, right? That's what we said.
Right. I watch her pull at the hem of her shirt. The fabric pulls at her breasts. Her nipples pointed and hard in the cold air. She smirks at me as I try to keep from staring. And that's when I realize this little game of hers is just a test. From the look in her eye, I can tell she's waiting to see what I'll do. She wants a challenge. She'll get a challenge.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.